I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The escalating conflict between Israel and Hezbollah in Lebanon carries hints of an all-out war. While Iran showered Israel with hundreds of missiles, Hezbollah sent its own smaller barrage over Israel's northern border. Israeli troops have begun a military incursion into southern Lebanon. Tom Adamo with Heart for Lebanon says,
all this has made for a very tense, emotionally stressed society in Lebanon. This has been going on since October the 8th, one day after the massacre in Israel, and it's been escalating every day since.
Around a million Lebanese civilians have fled their homes. Heart for Lebanon is partnering with churches to distribute daily food packages and offer encouragement in Christ. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And Israel recently hit southern Beirut with airstrikes targeting Hezbollah's intelligence headquarters. The move comes days after Iran launched nearly 200 ballistic missiles at Israel. Hezbollah has also continued to shoot rockets over Israel's northern border. For Israelis, it's been almost a full year of war, with the anniversary of the October 7th attack next week. Slavic Gospel Association supports Russian-speaking Jewish pastors in-country, and SGA's Eric Mock says,
we have an Israel Relief Fund where we have been sending support directly to the churches there, where they purchase aid locally and then deliver it to a lot of people that, out of fear and anxiety, won't even leave their apartments. They're struggling.
Israeli Christians are shining the light of Jesus in dark times. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free 30-day devotional written by TWR President Lauren Libby, called Get Hope. It's meant to encourage you through scripture and help you meet life's challenges. Sign up for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.